Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Yarns and Tales. Well, we are now entering another episode. I'm sitting here fighting with my glasses. You know how days, especially, okay, whether or not you wear glasses, I wear mine part-time. Because part of the time, my eyes function fine without them. Well, and I'm nearsighted, so I hadn't even gotten on the other side of perfect yet. So, my eyes right now, they are just, one eye does not need my glasses. The other eye is crying for my glasses. Do you realize how hard it is to walk around looking at stuff sort of wonky? So I can either close one eye and see perfectly fine, or I can put on my glasses and see things very awkwardly today. So, yeah. Happy day, happy day. Okay. Let's see. There's the word. I really do need to work on that still. It has been a couple of weeks since I last spoke with y'all. Let's see. This here will be the 109th episode. And it has been 2 weeks, give or take. Sorry about that. I know in the last one, I dropped the bomb on y'all that my husband had lost his job. As far as that goes, he and my remaining live-in son, my other one, he moved to San Francisco back in January. My son here, Tyler, he and my husband have opened and are operating a computer consulting business here in my hometown. And things are looking good. Fingers crossed, if we can get a couple of contracts where they're paid every month for updates, upkeeps, and emergency services, then we will be okay. That with my paycheck from my current job, working for that franchise hobby store. So, let's see. What is it I'm going to talk about today? Oh, our spring sweater project for 2015. We're trying to get it done before it becomes spring of 2016. I know, dragging my feet. Today, we're working on the right-hand panel, front panel of the sweater. Now, once we get this one, we're going to work on the shoulders, binding off, and stitching up. That's how close to done we are, truly. Now, I decided not to put buttonholes on this sweater. Because I'm trying to show a mitered corner at the bottom, I did not want to add complication to simple for explaining to the novice members of this podcast listening about adding the simple buttonholes along with trying to remember when to flip which switch and do it when. I decided, you know, the KISS method works best. Yeah. In case y'all don't know, KISS, keep it simple, stupid. Or keep it simply simple. Doesn't sound as good as mine. Other one. But, we will digress. The front panel, the right one. Because we did the left one, we bound it off. It's on a stitch holder, stacked with the two sleeves and the back piece. Yeah, I do have that many stitch holders collecting. Oh, it's a dangerous thing. You get all kinds of paraphernalia to go with those all kinds of excess skeins and pieces of yarn. We shan't talk about that right now, shall we? Okay, I'm still working off of the Karen Jumbo. Let's see. It's the Easter basket print that I picked out. Yeah, back then. Anyway, we will still, like we did with the first one, the first panel, we're going to cast on 32 stitches. I did long tail because I do want that extra tail piece in whipping up when we seam the sides. I like adding that to just, it helps to whip up the side in the matching thread. It's just easier in the long run. Now, with the left side, I am trying so hard to enunciate this morning. I bit the inside of my jaw yesterday, and I keep wanting to slur certain words, and so I'm having to work a little bit harder than normal so that I don't get all sluggish mouth, because the inside of my face hurts a lot. So that, and I'm having some lovely dandelion root tea today. That is some good stuff today. Okay, I went ahead and did my cast on because we're still working with size 6 single point needles, and the yarn is still a number 4. Now, cast on the 32 long tail. And once you do that, your first row is going to be purl 1, knit 1, ribbing all the way across. Now, that's as far as I got before I hit the record button, because I wanted to make sure that what I was thinking, yeah, I was doing scribble notes on paper and whatnot, that what I was thinking was correct. So I have this really wonky looking diagram. Okay, now, row 2. What I'm calling row 2. In the left, on the left one that we did, we began row 2 with knitting 2, then doing the purl 1, knit 1 to the end. Well, because this is the mirror side to the left one, we're going to do the opposite. We're going to mirror that in that we're going to put the knit 2 at the end of it instead of the beginning of row 2. Because we want the edge, the open edge of the left panel to meet the open edge, not the seam edge, of the right panel. So, dun dun dun, we are going to do quick little ribbing across till we get to the last 2 stitches, and then we will knit both of those. So while I am ribbing my way across, let me tell you the education coordinator position that I mentioned lightly before. I did apply for it. It finally got listed. I applied for it. I was interviewed for it. The interview in itself was a hoot. My manager, knowing all of my capabilities, he pulled up my application. He looked at me. He goes, "Okay, Ms. Lee, we're going to interview for the EC position that you are interested in." I said, "Okay." He said, "Do you want this position?" "Yes, sir, I do." "Done." Yeah, that was it. I mean, I loved that because he and I have talked in depth about wanting this position. So when it was the technical process of interviewing for it, he just clarified one more time, do you want it? Yes. Then he looked at his son. And so now he has pushed it up the chain to his boss, and it's up to her to decide whether or not I am going to get the job or not. Whether or not they are going, what monetary compensation is going to be offered. Because there is a title change and a pay raise. So it's up to her to decide what she's going to offer me, and then it'll be back in my court to decide, it was it enough or was it not enough? We won't know yet because we haven't heard anything yet. Okay, here we are, end of the row while I was doing my yammering. Okay, so we get to the last two. We want to knit the last two. Now we're going to turn it around in what I'm calling row three. On the left-handed side, we started the ribbing again. Well, in this case, we want to, because we're doing a garter along the edge, we want to knit the first three. So that's one, two, three. There, we knitted the first three. And now we're going to pick up and work the remaining rib stitch, being dictated by whatever stitch is next. And in my case, oh, look at there, it's a knit. So I will knit one, purl one, knit one, purl one, all the way to the end. So while I do this, we are going to tell the tale of lunch today. Yeah, I hadn't talked about food in a while, actually, recipes and stuff. So I went rambling through the refrigerator, and I had some leftover thick chili. And I had, I'd say about 3 cups worth. Anyway, it was enough for my 9x9 glass baking dish. And it was a good 2 inches thick once I poured the leftovers in there. Then I went and found my chicken pot pie recipe for the breading top. And I'm making a chili pot pie with a nice southern breading topping. Now, the breading topping to go on top, and you can do this with any thick leftover stew or chili. The breading that goes on top is 1/4 cup of melted butter, 1 cup of flour, 1 cup of self-rising flour, by the way, 1 cup of milk, your choice of kind, and between 1/4 teaspoon and 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper. Thus the southern in the name of the crust. Because down south, everything is seasoned with black pepper. Now, I whisked that together, poured it all evenly all over the top of the chili inside the casserole dish. You pop it in the oven that has been preheated to 425, and then you bake it, give or take, 25 minutes. Now, everyone's oven varies. Mine was just fine at 25 minutes. I have done this with actual chicken pot pie fixings underneath it, and it took every bit of 35 minutes. So, just telling you, that weird is what it is. Okay, here we are, end of the rib knitting. Okay, that took care of designated row 3. Now, we want to work on row 4. Now, row 4 for the left side was to knit 3 and then do the 1x1 ribbing to the end. Well, this is the right-hand side. So we're going to pick up the ribbing all the way to the last 3, and then we're going to knit the last 3 again. So we pick these up and we get to shuttling across. I know this one right here, it's moving along quite nicely, ain't it? So anyway, my chili pot pie, I've already baked it. It's already come out of the oven. And now I'm just waiting on my husband and my son to get back. They had to go work on a computer job this morning. It's a Sunday morning, by the way, here, as I record this. They had to go work on a computer job because the business they had to go to is closed on Sundays. And what they needed to do was to completely rearrange and disrupt their computer systems. And they couldn't do that while the business was, quote, live. So that's where they are right now, getting all that done. And then they will be home, and we will be eating. Yummy, yummy. Well, with the exception of maybe my daughter. She's probably going to claim the leftover pizza from last night's supper. Because she loves pizza. Of course, so does my son Tyler. Of course, who doesn't, right? I enjoy it, but it doesn't enjoy me quite so much. You know, I bit my face chewing pizza last night. So, yeah, not quite so much fun. How do you bite your face? You know, I just don't know, don't know. Okay, I'm approaching the last 3. Okay, and here they are. Knitting 1, knitting 2, knitting 3. And I keep bumping my into my knit needle on my keyboard. Occasionally it does that little tack to tack tack. Okay. Now that took care of the proverbial row 4. Now for this 5th row, the left side was to do the ribbing and then get to the gartering at the end. Well, in this case, because, yeah, and if y'all paid attention, that constant knit is producing the garter stitch. So what we're going to do is we're going to knit the first 3. That is 1. That is 2. Ha ha, 3. Okay. Now we're going to pick up with the ribbing. Now, in this case, my next rib is also, it starts with a knit. And then a purl and a knit and a purl and a knit. And we're going to chase that to the end of the row. So my cat Gracie, she has been fidget free for 5 months, where she was just paranoid as all get out. Then in January, it cleared up. Well, right after my husband got fired, her paranoia spiked. She has started nibbling furry bits off her body and leaving these tiny little scabs where she is just so the fidgets. Now she has not gone outside. There have been no new anythings in the house. It's just a case of paranoia. So I'm trying to feed her. I mean, her food has not changed. Her water has not changed. There have been no new pets, no new people, no new nothing in the house other than a healthy dose of anxiety by everyone living here. And cats are sensitive, and y'all know that if you have cats. Dogs are sensitive. If y'all have dogs, y'all know that. Any pet that is close to your heart is sensitive to your emotions. Any of you with close pets, y'all know this. So, yes. She has picked up on the anxiety in the house, but we are doing decently. Okay, I'm approaching the end here, and we will be, rib knit all the way through the end. And the last two, the last one. Oh, looky there. The last it for that one. Okay, now here comes the fun part. That was the equivalent of the five for the ribbing around the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, when you look at this, your garter should be on the left-hand side of your start needle, which means we want to stockinette from this first. Yes, face not cooperating. Sorry about that. We're going to start now with a stockinette stitch all the way to the last three. And then we'll garter. Creating, and we're going to do this for the totality of the remaining length of this piece. We will stockinette and then garter. And when you flip it, you're going to follow the pattern we have set, which will be then work the garters as garter. And the stockinette is stockinette. Do not get confused. It will make it look funny. Now, here we go. Now, stockinette is all knit on your right side and all purl on your wrong side. Please keep in mind when the garter is on the left-hand side of your work for this one. Stockinette is also on the correct side. So right-hand piece, right-hand stockinette. Making sense to you? I hope so. Okay, so here we go. We're stockinetting here in the beginning, and then we will garter on the end. And then when I flip it, I will garter and then purl. That is what That is, sorry about that, guys. This whole face biting thing just, if any of you have ever done it, you know it makes you talk funny for a couple of days until your face stops hurting quite so much. And my dandelion root tea is fabulous. Okay, here we go. Let's see, there was something else I was going to tell y'all about. Oh, that little shop over on 3rd Street that I was looking at. A paging company took it before I could get the funds up to do it. Oh, my poor kitty cat. I closed the bedroom door so I could do my podcast. She's walking around crying and fussing. Anyway, I found another building that would, it's got the right kind of plate glass windowage that I want for displays. And it's so funny. It is at the other end of 3rd Street. Now, how funny is that? The other end where I originally saw the that open shop space was in downtown. This end of 3rd Street, it ends next to and near some of the interstate and all the franchise food places off of 82. Highway 82. And it's located in a place called 3rd Street Plaza. And it's a corner building. So I actually have a little bit more windowage that I might be able to use. I still have to call them, go talk to them, find out, you know, if their rent is not going to, you know, kill me. And that's what I am quite fearful of, is that because of its location, the rent will be astronomical. So I'm still building up seed money. How much do I have? About $100 seed money so far. No, I have not gone and talked to my credit union yet. I hand script a lot of things first instead of going straight to the computer. So I have my business plan hand scripted. Now I've got to just key it into the computer and print it up all nice and pretty so that I can go and talk to my credit union, see if they will be willing to loan me collateral free my seed money, because my husband and I, we have both agreed sorry about that, we both agreed we are not putting the house up. You know, that's just, if this does falter, we are not in a financial place right now that we can tether that to our house as far as, you know, second mortgages go. Okay, halfway through the purling for this right here. Oh yeah, this here's working along real nice. I have set classes for quilting at my job. Yeah, I was stuttering because I was staring at, making sure I didn't creep up on my garter area. I still teach knitting, but this is the South. Nobody wants to freaking learn how to use two knitting needles. I am taking up teaching quilting 101. I'm also trying to figure out a way to sell fleece to Southerners. Yeah. Actually, I I have a couple of more really good ideas, but I still want my shop. That's my dream. No corporate overlords, you know. Okay, here we are. Garter. Nope. This is all pearl. I was about to goof. Okay, there we go. Well, this here is my half hour mark, roughly, once I finish polishing it up and sending it along to y'all. It will be all nice and fun. Now, you will go for the same length that you did for the other left-hand side, which is going to range. It will be around the 42, because you have the 5 or 6 rows, whichever one, however you counted it up on the ribbing. Then you're going to go for between 35 and 37 rows of the stockinette garter division. Make sure that you just, from bottom edge to the top needles, that you have the same count in rows as you did for the left-hand side. When you get there, if you wish to work ahead, that is fine. Put it on a stitch holder, because when we put this together, we're going to have to go to circulars or to the really long straights. Now, personally, the first time I did this, I went for the really long straights, and I actually preferred that. Circulars get everything bouncing around. But with the circulars, as you start decreasing your stitches, it's simply because they're flexible. They bend around. You can actually see the shape of your sweater before you start seaming and all. And it will be personal preference. So if you do not have size 6 circulars, try to procure a pair. Say that 10 times fast with a sore face. Or get hold of some of the long size 6 straights. That will be the simplest way. Now, there will be, there is a crochet alternative that I will discuss if you are quite handy in, the brain just lapsed. If you are handy in both knitting and crochet, there is something that you will be able to do the yoking, which is the shoulder area of this sweater. And you can do it with crochet. And it works just as well and just as easy. Now, with all of that said, and with all of that done, we are done for now. This has been a fabulous episode 109. Yeah, I'm just sort of playing with my voice. It was fun, right? Here I am playing with my smartphone trying to find my Instagram. I was going to take a quick snap of my work in progress. There we go. put that for Twitter. Type in podcast project for, yes, I am typing as I am talking, for Yat 109. Now let me make sure that I did not goof that up. Clicking over here on my other monitor. Yep, 109. Okay, podcast project for Yat 109. All kinds of hashtag knit fun with hashtag yarn. Whoops. Didn't hold it down long enough. The F, it looked like fjarn. I know, right? Crazy. Podcast project for Yat 109. All kinds of knit fun with yarn. Okay. That is done. Okay. There's that. There's that. Okay. Guys. Yep. Y'all heard me clap my hands. Thank you for listening. Thank you for not giving up on me. My life is rocky right now. But then I know a lot of you out there are having rocky times. And that's kind of the reason that I have not given up. There have been days I just wanted to just say, screw it. I am tired of talking. I can't get people to say hey to me. But then some of y'all may not have the ability or the gumption or be brave enough to step up out of the shadows of the audio world and say, hi, Squeaky over here in the corner of the U.S. or, you know, that little mountainous zone over there in whichever country it is that you live in. That's fine. You know, I realize that speaking up is not for everyone. You learn by listening. You associate with listening. I will keep talking. Thank you, guys. You know, if you feel bad, I hope you feel better soon. If you feel good, try to help somebody else feel better. If you're too hot, cool off. And if you're cool, warm up. But y'all take care. You can find me on Instagram as Rev Lee. You can find me on Etsy as Being Rev Lee. My website is revlea.me. Facebook, Yarns and Tales Podcast, or rather just Yarns and Tales. I'm everywhere. Just Google me, Rev Lee. I'll start showing up. But until next we speak, y'all stay safe. Love you guys. Bye.